Live. Bring up whatever you want toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're launching into the second hour of the program. You can create the content on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. More coming up, by the way, about the legal conspiracy theory that we've been talking about here. And Brett's just mind-blowingly amazing court story. But if you go to freetalklive.com and you have something you want to share with us, but maybe you don't want to call in, maybe you'd prefer to stay behind the safety of your keyboard, you can easily submit content right to the front page of the website. Go to freetalklive.com. You do need a Reddit account and a freetalklive.com account, and then you take there's a real simple process of linking the two accounts together, and then from that point on, it'll be easy for you to submit content and vote on other people's submissions. You can vote up what you like and down what you don't at freetalklive.com. Brett is here from the School Sucks Project. Schoolsucksproject.com is the website. Now, Brett, you were just telling us an amazing story about your DUI charge.
Yep.
Where you had an attorney, the attorney couldn't actually cut the deal that he wanted with one of the district attorneys.
Yes.
So he went to a different district attorney and got the deal that he wanted, and it all happened within a period of an hour.
He billed me for an hour, so that's how much time it took. Now, this was over 10 years ago. About 10 years ago. So something did happen that I'm not recalling, right? Because it wasn't just like when the district attorney I played racquetball with said no, it wasn't like he took out a magic wand and we were in another courtroom. There was some kind of discussion that he must have had with somebody else. But I don't know what it was, and I don't know how this happened. I had never heard of anything or seen anything before or since that even resembled what had happened there.
If you've got any bizarre legal land stories that you want to share, you're welcome to call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Let's go back to Dave in Nevada. He had some further comment on either that and or the Robert in Vermont case, where Robert took a plea deal on a possession of not narcotics, but possession of prescription pills, or transportation, rather, thereof, and is now getting a suspended sentence. He's not having to actually pay the fine. It's been a suspended fine and a suspended jail term. Go ahead, Dave, with your thoughts.
Kind of add to what I was saying. I mean, it's basically like people now are brainwashed into thinking things that aren't bad are that they're, you know, guilty of something when they didn't do anything.
Well, now, Robert in Vermont knows. I mean, I get what you're saying. You're right about that. Like, there were guys that I was in jail with who, even though they hadn't hurt anybody, they were just there for a drug charge, they still kind of were verbally beating themselves up as though they were a bad guy.
Well, cops do this same trick that occurred with Robert, too. I've had a situation where they're like, look, I clocked you at 17 miles an hour over. I'm going to drop it down a cell and put you in the 10 to 14 miles an hour over range. I'm going to save you $150 and won't be as big of a deal. Here you go, son. Have a nice day. And I'm like, thank you
so much.
And you guys, you high five.
Yeah, awesome. You have a great day, officer. You know, like, but I've had that situation happen, and I've felt that way.
While I agree with your statement, Dave, that a lot of people do agree, they do have this belief that just because it's a violation of the law that it's somehow wrong, I know that Robert doesn't think that. He knows he didn't hurt anybody. He knows there was no victim to his so-called crime of possessing some anti-inflammatory drugs that he did not have a prescription for. But what else did you have to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not saying maybe him personally. I'm just saying in general, and just exactly like what Mark said, they kind of twist it around, and then you'll walk away like, oh, yeah, that cop's a nice cop. It's like, no, not really. He's just, you know, maybe compared to others. And going to court or being charged with a crime is, and I think this is part of the conspiracy as well, it's a no-win situation. It's, you know,
that's right,
how bad it's going to be. You know, because no matter what, you've already been arrested. You have to pay a lawyer. You know, maybe you spent some time in jail. You have to go through that whole situation. So even if you're found not guilty, that's better than obviously being found guilty. But no matter what, it's a no-win situation.
Yeah, you never get your time back. And that's one of the things that Mark Stevens talks about in his book, Adventures in Legal Land, is that every encounter with a bureaucrat, not just the justice system, but every encounter with a bureaucrat, for the most part, you're losing. You're at the very least losing your time. You're losing your money in many of these cases. In the case of the justice system, you can lose your freedom as well. But if you walk away the victor, you still don't get compensated. Not, you know, 90% of the cases, you will not be compensated for your time and your effort that you had to put in becoming the victor in that case. Dave, thanks for your call and thoughts tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here tonight. Mark is currently under threat from the city of Keene for a dog license violation. And thus far, Mark, you have sent an email back in response to their threat.
Not an email, no. It was
A letter?
It's a letter, yeah.
Okay, they wrote me sending a letter, so you have taken the time. So even if they were to toss this out tomorrow as a result of the letter, which you'll read for us here in a little bit, you'll still lose the amount of time it took you to compose and print and mail out that letter. We'll get back into that. Jason's with us in Hurricane, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hey, Jason.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I learned earlier that apparently failing algebra is a libertarian trait that I share with at least one of you, so that's good to know.
I passed algebra. I just Brett, was it you that didn't go through algebra?
The first time you didn't.
No, I made it through algebra and algebra 2. I never made it to pre-calc. We had a senior course called street math.
That sounds up my alley.
No, wait a minute.
Is that where you're weighing out kilos and...
No, that sounds too... There was no course called street math. There was a course called street law. It was survey math. And they told us not to take it. They're like, it's not college track. It's a 300-level course. You know, 100 being the best, like, college track course.
Never heard of it.
That's how they do it in New Hampshire. And me and all my friends have said, what if we all did it? And we all just signed up for this class called survey math and skipped... whatever the senior college track math class was.
Mm-hmm. And it worked?
Well, we all got into college, and we had fun in where not much was expected of us, but...
Yes, developed a dependency and needed a 12-step program while in college. Congratulations.
Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, I just wanted to thank you guys. I know you guys were, as far as I know, probably one of the first people to actually... give some national exposure to the Bundy Range War. I called in, I think, on Monday and talked to you guys about it. But I wanted to come to you guys because you're kind of, I've learned a lot from listening to you guys over the last year or so about how to have effective activism. So what we've got down there now is a lot of really angry people, you know, ranchers, cowboys at the federal government. It's getting a little shifty down there. They've just posted some videos recently of a woman getting picked up and slammed by a ranger, and there's a lot of pushing, shoving. It's a little frightening, I think, because somebody's going to get hurt for sure. And you know how these things.
Where are these videos being posted? I have yet to see any of the videos from the so-called range war happening in Nevada.
Yeah, if you go to like Facebook and type in like the Bundy range war, and it'll come up with like that's another thing that's actually scary is you'll get some groups have actually created like a militia, I'm going down there with my guns to fight the federal government, which, you know, probably agent provocateurs from the FBI. But
there's a good chance of that.
Too. Yeah, I think so. But it's a little frightening if you look at that on Facebook. Cause there's a lot of, and these guys are getting a critical mass now. I mean, thousands of people are liking these pages. Like, I've been tracking it because it's like 20 minutes away from us here, and we've got kind of a stake in it. But I wanted to just get you guys' opinion on how to effectively stage a protest like that, because what I see down there is good on one level because people are getting involved, but it's counterproductive because they're kind of just standing around screaming at them, yelling at them, cussing at them, which, you know, is not going to end well. And it's playing right into the hands of the federal government. Like, hey, look, there's a bunch of inbred, idiot, right-wing conspiracy kooks. That's why we had to shoot them or tase them or whatever, you know? So I'll get off
when
the
you
line,
say what would that. Make it effective. What do you want to affect?
Well, I think effective is getting the word out for freedom and liberty. Like, you guys do such a good job with, I hear you guys talking about what's going on in Keene. Like, you guys are affecting change in a positive way, nonviolently. You're not, you know, getting up in anybody's face, but you're firm in resistance.
Depends who you ask.
You're right.
First of all, it depends who you ask. I think this is an interesting question, and let's talk further about it. Stand by, Jason. We'll bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. What can be done in this range war situation or in any activist situation where things are heated that'll help be more effective at communicating the ideas of liberty as opposed to just shouting or getting into fights, shoving, getting arrested. 855-450-FREE. You can answer the question if you'd like, or we'll do it here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Amanda Bozold here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse, massive crop failure, chemical or biological attack. So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you'd like. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. So feel free to do that and join the conversation, whether you want to talk about crazy adventures in legal land or something we could come back to, the secret, which we barely touched on in the first hour of the show, which originally started from a discussion that we brought up the 30 things you shouldn't do, and we're only on thing number 5. So all of that is possible, or you can bring up whatever you would like. Coming up this summer, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is happening in June, and Free Talk Live is planning on being there, broadcasting live every single night. We'll look forward to seeing you there. If it's your first Porcupine Freedom Festival, you're in for a real treat. If you've been to a Porcupine Freedom Festival before, a.k.a. Porkfest, then you know the reasons to come back. And the main reason, for me at least, is the people, to be around over 1,500 liberty-oriented people, people who love the ideas of freedom, many of whom are already members of the Free State Project, or rather participants in the Free State Project, some of whom have made the move, as we all have done, others who are considering making the move, they are planning a move, or some are considering joining the Free State Project and they want to check it out. Well, the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the place to do all of those things. Go to porkfest.com. I believe it's June 22nd through the 29th. And you can get all the details on the event and get the early bird tickets. Porkfest, actually, I don't know if they're still early birds, but they're not the same prices you'll pay if you just show up the day of. How about that? The pre-order tickets, I guess, is what you want to call them, at Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. It's a great event. You don't want to miss it, because we're on with Jason in Hurricane, Utah. He's got a question about effective activism. He's under the impression that we might know a thing or two about effective activism being here in New Hampshire, where there's all this activism going on. And what's happening out of his way is this so-called range war between the rancher. We talked about this a few days ago on Free Talk Live. And in fact, we're going to have a member of the Bundy family. The rancher's name is Cliven Bundy. The property in question has been in the family for generations. They've been grazing this land, which is also now public land, run by the Bureau of Land Management. The BLM wants a bunch of money from these people, which they've been refusing to pay. They've instead taken the money they would have paid the BLM and actually used it to improve the public land. So they're basically saying, well, you know, screw you, we're going to graze this land like we've done for generations. And the BLM saying, we're going to take all your cows and you're going to prison if you get in our way and you need to pay up. That's my understanding of the situation. They've now brought snipers out. They've now arrested one of his sons. Apparently we're going to have another of his sons, or maybe it's the same son, I'm not really sure. But one of his sons is going to be on Free Talk Live this weekend on our Saturday edition of the show. So that's coming up.
What state is this in?
Nevada.
Now, I think it bears mentioning that out west, in Nevada specifically, that the federal government owns a lot of land.
Sure. Two-thirds west of the Mississippi, right?
Yeah, and Nevada is even larger than that. It's a very large portion of Nevada is owned by the federal government. And by that, I mean they just didn't open it up for homesteading. They kept it for themselves. And this is – so it makes land ownership kind of a different thing out there than it is sort of in the east, because, you know, one of the first thoughts, my thoughts as an Easterner is, look, well, it's the federal government's land. I mean, you know, just because they've been letting you graze on it for 100 years doesn't mean that you can graze on it for the next 100. But when the federal government claims everything, when the king claims the whole forest is yours, is his, then and there's no place for you to hunt – what exactly, you know, this was a big deal a few hundred years ago. Is the nobles claim all the forest for themselves.
Yeah.
Where do we to plant and hunt?
Yeah, but this is Nevada in America.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many UFOs they're trying to hide out there.
Let's make sure Jason gets a chance to get back in here. He had a question about what could be effective activism. Because what you're seeing, Jason, and you're there nearby in Utah, what you're seeing is video footage of, let's just call them yokels, coming down and they're threatening people with guns. And I'm not talking about the federal agents. I'm talking about people coming out there claiming they're going to form a militia and that they're going to stop the feds with blood if necessary. And you're saying,
well,
you don't feel like this.
I don't think that's necessarily true. The Bundy family is a really good family. I know a couple of them, and they have gone out of their way to tell people not to bring guns and not to do things like that. However,
but it's happening anyway.
As you know, there's probably some people that are full of like a lot of Toby Keith songs and things like that don't want to come down there and put a boot in somebody's behind. And, you know, that's the people that kind of ruin it for everybody else. But the Bundy family has done a great job. I guess my
Oh, I wasn't indicting the family. I want to make that clear. I haven't heard anything about violence from them. I did hear that maybe this guy's willing to die over his property.
Yeah, there's some groups on Facebook, and like I said, I tend to believe a lot of them are probably government agents, but they're creating these groups like No More Wacos. We're coming down there with their guns, their militia group. I just got on Facebook and checked out, and it was a little interesting.
Now, are they actually showing up, or is it just a bunch of talk on Facebook? I mean, have you seen...
It's a bunch of Facebook talk, yeah. We're actually headed down there tomorrow to go down and see what's going on.
Give us a call with an update after you kind of get apprised on the situation and let us know what things are like on the ground there. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a big division between the talkers and the doers in this case, and how many of the people that are online talking about violence will actually show up and perform any violent acts is another question. But either way, the question was really effective activism. How could you use this opportunity of tyranny to spread the ideas of freedom? And I think that the people who have the most opportunity to do this are Cliven and his family. Presuming they are liberty-oriented people, I don't know if they are or not. A lot of people just want freedom for themselves. They want freedom in their life. They don't really care about others. I'm not going to say if I know.
They understand law, natural law, and all that very, very well, and they're very educated.
I talked to Cliven's son today, Ryan, and he said that they're overwhelmed with press requests.
Right now
it's very difficult for him to keep track of all the different requests. So that could be a good form of activism. A volunteer as their manager, come in there and, set a schedule for these guys. Because when I said what day and what time I wanted him to come on, he said yes. And he said, just call me at that time. And that was when he started telling me about that. He didn't even know all the different interviews he had lined up. So for all I know, he's double booked them. And some people are going to have to get canceled. And who knows? It can be a mess, especially when you got call after call coming in.
Good.
That's one idea, helping with the logistics of the behind the scenes, making them more effective spokespeople would be something that you could do.
Yeah, the very best thing you can do in this circumstance is just getting the word out through the media. The more these folks look like, the more their faces put out there and their voices put out there, and they're talking a calm and reasonable fashion about why they, presenting their case, why they're right, because this is going to be won or lost in the court of public opinion. After that, I think that it's going to be won or lost in the real court. That honestly, a good attorney at some point is going to be attracted to this, and you want the right one because they're all going to say they can do it. And that's the next best bet after the federal government doesn't back down if there's enough press.
You can get more press by sending out press releases too.
Oh, yeah.
So having somebody do a writing sort of job, write up some press releases, update the press on your side of what's happening.
The Facebook page is a great place
and
to do the press release.
Every inquiry that you get from the press, as far as interviews, should go on an email list as well. Thanks, Jason, for the call. Keep us in the loop. There's more coming up here. If you've got a suggestion, call in with it. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. The Range War. It's apparently happening in Nevada. It's with family versus the federal government. Family of ranchers that have been there for a long time, since before the Bureau of Land Management, apparently, according to Cliven Bundy, the main man behind the household. They are being threatened. There are military men, men with sniper rifles the federal government has brought in. They've brought in cowboys, hired guns, to come in and take the family's cows from them. And they are just basically trying to destroy these people's lives. And all of it is supposedly to protect some sort of tortoise, which nobody's actually seen on this particular plot of land. And the idea that the cows are somehow dangerous to the tortoise is pretty ridiculous, from what I understand. So that's the status on that. We're going to have one of the Bundy family members on the show this weekend on the Saturday show. So hopefully that will go well. But we're continuing to take your calls, and you can share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. If you care about your online privacy, you need to know about ProXPN. What is it? It's a global virtual private network that encrypts your online data, meaning that your information is protected. Right now, it's not. If you're not using ProXPN, your internet service provider probably knows every website you're visiting. They're probably logging this information for up to 5 years in some cases. They're probably logging every search that you enter. You can stop that from happening by getting ProXPN and getting started with it right now. It only takes you a moment to go and download the software, proxpn.com/FTL. It works for Windows. It works for Mac. If you've got an iOS or Android device, you can get a version of ProXPN for that. Plus, if you're a Linux user, setup's a little different for Linux users, but it's easy to get it started with proxpn.com/FTL. If you're a Linux user, you do need to email them for support on how to get your system working with ProXPN. But nobody can track you or spy on you when you're using ProXPN. And it's just an amazing service that's so affordable. When you're ready to sign up for their premium package, you get unlimited bandwidth with that. You can select your server of choice around the world to which you connect. And you also can do private torrenting, with their premium package. You can get the deal that we're offering, which is 20% off of the price of that premium account for the lifetime of the plan, for the lifetime. As long as you have the account, you get 20% off. And if you use this code, FTL20, on the annual plan, it breaks the price down to $5 a month for proxpn.com/FTL. Just go there, get started tonight for free. And when you're ready to upgrade to premium, use promo code FTL20 at proxpn.com/FTL. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose except your privacy. Daniel is with us in Oakland, California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark.
Hi, I got an idea for an effective protest about this situation.
Effective activism was the request from our previous caller. What would be effective activism to spread the ideas of freedom surrounding the situation, the so-called range war developing in Nevada? Go ahead.
So the feds want to get all these cows off the land.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a bunch of sympathetic ranchers who support this family and want to help out. So rather than show up with their guns, they should show up with their cows. Just start backing up the trucks and unloading all the cows, flood the land with cows. The feds will be knee-deep in crap, and it'll take a lot longer to round up all the cows, and nobody will get shot. What are they going to do, gun down the cows? And it would just be really funny.
That would be pretty funny. It would be like cow civil disobedience.
Yeah, it would be guerrilla warfare with battle cattle. It would be awesome.
Thanks for the call, Daniel. I appreciate it.
All they need is one picture of one of these tortoises covered in a cow pie,
yep,
struggling through cow poo. And
years ago, wasn't there a big dust-up in Congress over a very controversial turtle bridge? Does anyone remember?
I don't recall.
Turtle Bridge? It turned into a song. There was a song, the Songify, you know, the auto-tuning guys, they made a song about the Turtle Bridge.
No.
And there was a big debate over building a bridge for turtles.
They have a salamander. They were doing salamander tunnels here in New Hampshire was one of the proposals.
Okay. So certainly that's something. I mean, I would want to know how much land we're talking about and how many cows are on it and how many tortoises. Is that the... Tortoise?
I think it's probably tortoises.
Okay. That's, yeah.
Well, for one,
how many of those they're trying to protect?
You could always forget the going with the octopi thing. Forget it.
It generally isn't.
As the world gets smaller with communication, people are trying to homogenize the language, and really, it's not a good idea. People struggling with this. Should I be saying rhinoceri or rhinoceroses? I don't know. Just go ahead and add the yes on the end.
Yeah. Okay.
So effective activism ideas, we're kind of focusing on publicity, writing press releases, getting the word out, organizing the media requests, making sure that you don't miss an interview, and getting the word out to the public as well. Why not set up a website or a blog or something like that? Maybe they already have this. Maybe there already is an official Facebook channel of some sort, or they've got a website.
Well, maybe we could back up a little bit, too. So we say the point of activism, at least in this case, is publicity. Right.
Well, the question was what would be effective to spread the ideas of freedom. That was his question.
Okay, so spreading the ideas of freedom. So what
ideally would like to stop? I think people would like to stop the aggression of the state, but how likely is that?
Sure. In the short term, it's almost impossible. So what constitutes publicity, and is bad publicity good?
Yes.
Why?
To answer the second question first, yes, bad publicity is good so long as they get your website correct or your name spelled right, because it'll attract attention. Anything that attracts attention of more eyeballs means that more people who are like you, remember we were talking about being true to yourself earlier, so if you're true to yourself, and this guy certainly seems to be pretty true to himself, at least in this aspect, it's going to attract people who appreciate what he's doing, the stand that he's making. And so even if it's the New York Times doing a total hit piece on this guy, and I don't know if that's what they've done, I'm just using them as an example, even if they're doing a total hit piece, he still made it into the New York Times. There was actually a New York Times columnist who came by here the other day, just randomly stopped in and knocked on the door on the Keene Activist Center, wanting to talk to people. And this guy wasn't just some random guy who was interested in, what was happening here. He was well-researched. He knew lots of names of the players. He knew lots of the incidents and what had happened in those incidents. When I was telling him about stuff, he already knew about many of the things that we were discussing. So, but based on the way he was asking questions, I could tell that this article that he's going to write isn't going to be, it's not going to be a puff piece about Free Keene or the Free State Project and the Liberty Movement in New Hampshire. Yeah, maybe he'll say some nice things. I don't know. But I know for a fact it's not going to be a puff piece. But if it turns out to be a total hit piece, that's fine with me, too. I got coverage in the New York Times. You know?
Sure. Okay. I understand that. But I mean, I think one of the reasons why I asked this question is this is a very important cause, what's going on out in Nevada. But even the family is concerned about some of the people who are being attracted to this cause.
Sure.
Right? If they're saying, let's get our guns and go there and maybe we'll shoot federal agents. Not the kind of people that you want to attract.
That's true.
So, I mean, the same thing.
You can't help who comes, right? So, obviously, you should be true to yourself, and you're hopefully going to attract the right people to you, but you never know when the crazies are going to show up, or the dangerous people, or the feds, or the undercover agent provocateurs, for instance.
It's almost, the cost of them showing up, though, for so many things is so potentially high and mm-hmm. dangerous. That it's almost worth, depending on what you're talking about, coming up with strategies for what to do if that happens, or
yes, it how, absolutely
to not,
is.
How to not attract those people.
Well, you can't not attract crazies. The crazies are, I mean, it's happened here in New Hampshire. We've got a very positive movement, I think, here in New Hampshire, the Free State Project, bringing liberty activists all to the same place. But there have been some undesirable activists who have shown up over time. The good news is, most all of them have left over time as well. And so that is the question. And I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to go there in this discussion. We talked about how to gain publicity for your movement or the aggression that's happening against you by the state if you want to publicize. But how do you deal with those undesirables? We had it happen out in Central Square when we did the 420 celebrations, when every day more and more and more people were showing up, people who we didn't know, people
from
the town,
yeah.
Not even activists, just people who wanted to get high. And the more people show up, the more out of control a situation becomes. You can't tell everybody what to do. They don't care who you are. You're not in charge.
Right.
We're coming up. How do you deal with that? It's Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin General Store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at bitcoingeneralstore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at bitcoingeneralstore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
I'm a very bad man, and I'm outside your house. I see you've got an alarm. Outstanding. Cause houses with alarms always have the coolest stuff. Unless you've got a door double reinforcing your door frame. I'll kick your fancy door just like any other door. And I'll be gone before the police even get the call. Don't worry, I'll try not to make a mess.
Door doubles are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths. Or visit DoorDouble.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all, but the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. You just dial on in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And get signed up for our news updates at news.freetalklive.com. And you'll now get, if you're on the email list, you will now begin to get the weekly digest emails, which are a summary of the most popular stories as submitted and voted on by you, the listeners, at freetalklive.com. That'll come into your email box every week. Plus, you'll get updates, if there's something else that we need to send that's more urgent, you'll get those in your email box as well. You'll get some of those same updates on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You won't get the weekly digest emails, though, obviously, on those sites. But you can sign up for any one of those and follow us in whichever way you prefer at news.freetalklive.com. Again, that's news.freetalklive.com. Let's continue here. We can talk about how to deal with undesirable activists that show up. In this case, what brought the conversation up is the Bundy situation, the so-called range war that's developing in Nevada, where apparently there have been some Facebook groups developed where people are talking about how they're going to form a militia and go down there and fight against the feds who are bringing in men with guns to try to stop this cattle rancher from letting his cattle graze on certain portion of federal government or federal claimed land by the Bureau of Land Management. Let's go to Shauna. She's in St. George, Utah, listening to KZNU. Hello, Shauna.
Hi. I was actually going to call in about this, but I'm glad somebody else did.
Welcome.
There's a member of... Huh?
I said welcome. Go ahead.
Bundy. Oh, thank you. There's a member of the Bundy family that comes to your local show.
Whoa, you're very, very muffled. I don't know what you just did, but it sounds like you're holding your finger over the hole on your phone or something.
Oh, no. Can you hear me now?
Yes, much better now. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll try to keep my head at this point. He pointed out some interesting facts. They are actually killing his cattle with those sniper rifles. They are actually shooting his cows.
Really?
Oh, my.
And the reason that I believe it was his brother, was tased 3 times today trying to see what was in a dump truck that they had on the property, the federal government had on the property. And they tased him 3 times, just 3 separate times while he was trying to climb up into the truck to look inside. They ran out of tasers, and so he was able to see what it was. They had torn down his water pumps or his water silos and his corrals.
Oh, my.
And also another interesting thing is I live in St. George, Utah. We also have turtle protection land down here.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been doing the same thing with the tortoises as they've been doing with the black-footed prairie dogs. There are now too many of them on these properties, and actually the federal government is euthanizing them themselves.
The turtles.
So it absolutely, yes. There have been numerous articles about that as well.
Hmm.
So
we have to protect the turtles so that the federal government can kill them.
They tried this with the forests, too. That's why one of the reasons why forest fires are so out of control is that
they're poorly mismanaged.
The U.S. Forest Service, U.S. Forest Service doesn't allow small burns that clean out brush. Mm-hmm. So now
you get big ones.
Yeah, you get big ones.
Shauna, was there more you wanted to share about the situation?
Well, I'm really excited he's going to be on your show. It's going to be, he's really great, and what he's actually more concerned about is the civil liberties that are being violated here. He's the last cattle rancher that's still left on free range land, and there's nothing out there. I don't know if you guys have been to that area. There's nothing pretty much but sagebrush out there, and so the only thing suitable really for that land to be used is cattle, and he's the only one that has taken a stand and is still left. They've run the rest of them off.
What are the cows eating if it's just sagebrush? I mean, they eating sagebrush?
Well, there's a few other plants out there, but they are plants that the cows eat. I know that. I read a whole article about it, and I can't remember. I don't know very much about cattle and stuff like that. But in fact, the tortoises even eat the cow dung, just like they eat other animals, too.
So
it's good for them.
There's good stuff left over.
I don't see how a slow-moving cow can kill a turtle. I mean,
it's really all about control. It's bound to happen sooner or later, but the question is can the turtles outbreed the odd turtle that a cow might step on and crush? And I suppose it's possible.
Apparently they are, because they're euthanizing them.
Right.
I mean, it's getting to be pretty ridiculous, the whole thing, and there's no reason why. And he went into it the other day about what the BLM was actually created for and how they've overstepped their boundaries numerous times.
As all government agencies do, because the government bureaucrats have incentives to expand their government agencies. They want more bureaucrats, they want larger budgets, they want more benefits, and they want more control over our lives.
Exactly.
And I thank you, Shauna, for your call tonight. Really appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number here tonight.
Is it possible that the Bureau of Land Management in Nevada is running out of things to do?
Well, that's just the thing. They don't do anything, according to this rancher, except harass people, because he was paying these fees, I think, up until the 1990s. In the early 90s, he stopped paying the BLM fees in protest and started using the money he would have paid them to actually upgrade the land, to actually do what they are supposed to be doing in maintaining the land properly. But they're just a bunch of lazy bureaucrats, so they don't do what they're supposed to do.
Right.
So before we go on here with the calls, I do want to address the question of the crazy, the dangerous, the violent, the activists with the terrible ideas, with the, you know, very embarrassing speech impediments or whatever it is. You know, the people that are coming in and sort of screwing up your movement. In the case of the folks out in Nevada, the allegation is that there are some dangerous people who are going to be showing up who may be likely to roust up some people toward violence. And so the question is, how do you deal with that as an organizer, as somebody who is an originator of an activist idea?
Sure.
And that is a good question, and I don't have very many good answers for it, because this is something that's relatively new, at least within the libertarian movement. The Free State Project is the first time ever that libertarians have ever had a significant foothold, or liberty-minded people have ever had a significant activist a number of activists in a given area. We've grown to the point where there are interpersonal conflicts that happen even within this movement. We've grown to the point where we have successful forms of activism like the 420 celebrations, where random people who we don't know and have never heard of will show up and do questionable things, do things that are very negative. Like, there was one story about somebody who showed up and started snorting coke out at the 420 celebration.
Yeah.
Nobody knew who this guy was. He was just some local who got it in his head that he was going to go out and start doing some lines off of the fountain at in downtown Keene.
Yeah, well, you think that's a big deal? Let's go a little further.
So what do you do in that situation? Well, you can ostracize the person. I think that's probably the most effective thing. It's a peaceful thing to do. You can't attack them. You can't physically stop them from being in a... If you're doing a protest in a public place, you can't stop that person from being there. So you have to exist with that person. So doing what you can to... Before you ostracize, to communicate with the person. Take the person aside. As an experienced activist, maybe there's actually somebody who really does have good intentions, but they've never done this before, so they don't know what they're doing. try to explain to them what an appropriate method of action is in as nice a way as possible and communicate with them as well as you possibly can.
They'll either accept that or won't, right?
Right. They'll either take your advice as the seasoned activist, or they will go about doing whatever it is they want to do. If they go about doing whatever it is they want to do, then that is when you can take more extreme measures, such as singling the person out as somebody who people shouldn't talk to, spread the word quietly at first. If the person continues to be a problem after being ostracized at some level, you could bring the ostracism more public, for instance, like pointing out this person is causing an issue and you may want to be cautious. Get on a megaphone and point this person out. Another thing that activists have done is they've actually created a sign that somebody held up above the alleged Fed, the alleged agent provocateur, and, you know, like cop with an arrow or something like that. So walk around following that person around. Make that person uncomfortable. They're trying to make people uncomfortable at your event, so there's nothing wrong with you doing something that will make them uncomfortable.
Sure,
so these are just some basic ideas as to what you can do, but ultimately, all you can really do is control your message and make sure that the news media doesn't interview the crazy person or the violent person, and that, you know, try your best.
Because that's where they want to go.
Right.
That is, absolutely. You had a good suggestion a couple segments ago, too, when you said that, you know, a good piece of activism would be to help these people out behind the scenes with scheduling and organization, because you also want to be able to present a calm and likable face to the public. So having somebody who can get things in order behind the scenes, so you could be like, I'm the guy, I own the land, I go up to the mic, or I go up to the interview, and I'm calm, I'm likable, I'm not intimidating. I think that's very important. I think that that helps remove the frantic element from that, because people see that right away and they say, oh, well, clearly here's some kind of crazy, he's all fidgety and nervous.
We'll come back with more. You can share your thoughts and suggestions if you want to join us. Hour number three is on the way. All of this sparked from one little bit of show prep that we started the show out with tonight.
That's how it always is.
Anything that we brought in. 855, and that's the way I like it. 855-450-FREE. You may take control here. We've also got Skype. You can utilize that. The username is lrn.fm. Hour 3 still to come here on Free Talk Live.
NeoBit is free software from the Freedom Fiends that allows you to effortlessly view .bit websites. NeoBit works on all browsers. .bit is a new type of web address that's not controlled by any government or corporation. And we'll show you how to register a .bit domain today using a few cents worth of Namecoin. If anyone ever shuts down your .com website, users will still be able to get to your site using your .bit address in our free software, NeoBit. Go to meowbit.com. That's meowbit.com.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.